Episode 7, Sigma Life. And today I've decided to go looking for otters. Camera is the 4K camera. It's been upgraded with a new, bigger, faster card. It's got a big battery on it, and I've bought a few infrared lights which are mounted, so when it gets dark I can still see things. What's in my bag a bit quieter. Last time I was here, I saw a huge herd of deers over there in the dark. There's like a whole load of eyes glowing. This is what I'm looking for. doing is heading to a spot which I saw one before, because it basically swam in the river, kind of like following me all the way down the river to pretty much halfway back to the car. For anyone who's seen my previous videos, this is where I got attacked by a hornet. Humongous fungus. As you can see, it is getting dark. In fact, there's the moon. Post here, maybe I'll stabilize it a bit. Just trying to see if I can get some more zoom on this. I'll have to stop it and come back. don't know if I actually set this on the tripod. I'm getting attacked by little flies all the time. I'm not touching the camera, that's actually the movement of the orbits. So it's zoomed in so much, you can see it moving. How's that? spot for. Once you stop moving the camera and it's on a tripod, it kind of stabilizes itself. And then you can see the movement of the moon. As you can see, it's moving to the right. So for people who try and convince me that the moon is flat, or that the earth is flat, go and do some research. You need only film it. Maybe do some sailing, that would help. It's just up there where I saw the otter last time. switch this to night vision. So now we've got full infrared. It was down there that I spotted the otter last time. This battery says it's got 5 minutes left because I didn't recharge it properly. Well, I don't see or hear any otters yet. I'm thinking I might need to come here probably 3 hours before it starts getting dark. I've got a feeling they might come out in the morning as well. Well, guess I'll catch up with you on the GoPro. I've been out here a while. Wondering if I should come back in. I don't know. Eight hours or so. And it starts to get light. A little bit of light left in the sky, but not much. But yeah, this is a pretty good spot for spotting otters. I'm like up on this sort of path up here, which has got trees falling down and broken steps. And like a no-go zone, really. It's probably 25, 30 foot drop down there. It also seems, because this is slightly elevated, I actually have a phone signal here as well. How interesting. I came to Plymbridge to look for otters, like I am deep in the water. Thank you. have a phone signal here. May have just heard an otter call. Loads of these things. so I'll start heading back and see if we can make episode 8 an episode where we actually see an otter. I'm presuming that when I find one, I'm going to find it in a similar way to last time, where I actually heard it before I saw it. Because it was doing its dolphin, chipmunk, hyena giggling sound. It's pretty cool. I can actually film the bats. And then pause the film and take a screenshot so you can actually see it. It's probably quite likely. While I'm walking back, drinking my mocha, quite likely I might see a load of eyes coming out of the woods. Last time I was here, I saw what looked like a herd of about 20. In the woods, and I did get some video of it, so I might actually extract it from that recording and put it into this. Very strange. I'm just about to like point at the moon, like there's the moon. Then I see eyes over there somewhere in the distance. And then it looked like there was a black shadow right here next to me. And I think it might have just been a trick of the light. Just like a couple of things in succession, it's like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? Yeah, this bag that I've got on, it's 100% recycled from bottles, like recycled bottles. It's like waterproof, it's got anti-theft zips on it, so if you're wearing it, no one can unzip anything. It's like superbly comfortable. I can't tell you how comfy this is. I can see some eyes over there. I don't think I'm going to be able to zoom in on the GoPro until I've got it linked to my phone properly. Can you see those eyes? See one, two, three. There's four deer there. Can you see that? Oh, there they go. One, two, three, four, five. It's very consistent where the deers are along this walk, and it's just at night time. But yeah, this bag, it's got like a super comfy waterproof, even though it's got a waterproof cover for it as well. It's designed as like a backpack for laptops, so it's got like a laptop slide for it where you can slide a laptop in, and then a little bit to slide a tablet in, which is good for me because my tablet has actually got a mini keyboard attached to it, like a little laptop that you can separate, so it's like having a tablet laptop as well. And it's basically like a camera bag type thing on the inside. Very well padded, like got like different sections to it. So I've turned it into my camera bag basically. So it's got the 4K, the GoPro, a bunch of accessories, batteries, like spare batteries for batteries for the head torch and various other stuff. Just kitted it out so it's like a nice light pack, which has got a ton of filming ability inside it. And my GoPro has also been upgraded. I bought a special battery like case for it. So it's like a housing like what you can buy for the GoPros anyway, which you clip them into to mount onto stuff. but it's got a huge battery inside it, and it actually allows you to take off the little cover on the camera where the battery where you can recharge the battery, and then you plug it into the the mounting frame, and it plugs in the battery, and it actually allows me to film for 9 hours now instead of one, which is quite a big difference. And the only downside is, as soon as I tried opening it, it's like one of those silly things where it looks like you're supposed to open it one way, but it's actually designed to open the other way. So as soon as you try it the wrong way, you break a little plastic thing. That's basically what happened. So I have to super glue that. But it doesn't stop me using it. Also has in it a bunch of different mounts for the camera, like the GoPro, and I put together essentially spare bits out of all my GoPro attachments and toned one of the handles, which is actually a float, into a handle which will clamp my phone. So it's essentially like a GoPro custom selfie stick for my phone that I've made as well. So yeah, there's a lot of little modifications I've been doing. Hasn't exactly cost me very much either. And I got the bag a couple of years ago. I actually got it originally for work, but it wasn't really practical because the way the zips are. For this stuff, it's perfect. I think the bag was designed by someone who calls themselves XS Design. You should go check it out because they've got loads of nice designs and stuff. I'm also thinking more and more about kayaking down this river. Just to see what it's like from the water. Because it's not really It's not really a paddling river because it's no water in it pretty much. I'm surprised how few frogs there are, considering how many tadpoles I was finding a little while back. Because the tadpoles aren't there anymore. They haven't been there for a while. Fish. Get about 10 of those and you'll have a decent meal. All sorts of flying things bumping into me. Like when I slow down or stop, they all start flocking me because of the light. Sitting log. Sounds like a similar noise to the one I heard when I thought it was an otter. I'm actually wondering if it was a bird. I was thinking that with when I heard the first one. But it only made like one noise. Definitely sounds like a bird, that one. Probably feeding time or something. I don't know something. Because it seems like the sky is kind of clear, I think it feels like it's darker. Like there's no clouds keeping all the light pollution in, and kind of being a blanket of light above everything with the moonlight in the back of it up. It's kind of just the moon and then that's it. So the rest of it is really black. I thought I might have been able to see an otter then, but I think it was just a bottle in the water. Stop putting the bottles in the river, idiots. outnumbered. So I don't have the mounts to put this camera on my head. I didn't bring it with me. But what I do have in this bag is a mount to mount it to my chest. Let me turn this so far though. So well, camera's mounted on my chest, my belly, I guess. Straps tighter. I'll have to get some more bits on that to make it point forwards more. So I guess the most interesting thing on this trip, because I don't know really what to talk about. So many things, and yet I just want to chill. I guess that makes the most interesting thing in this episode, zooming in on the moon. So So I guess maybe this episode can be called To the Moon and Back. Or maybe To the Moon and Beyond. I have. I actually have more batteries for the small lights and this head torch strap. I used to have some older head torches, and I went from having one to buying two, like same one about 10 years later, and doubling them up. And then I decided to get a really powerful one. And then I put the two smaller ones on either side of the really powerful one. I've got an extra light on one side. Thank you. it's like triple. And the original reason I did that with my lights was so I could have them all on the same headlight, obviously. But so when I was picking vegetables in the morning on farm, and people around me didn't have lights, I could turn mine on, give myself plenty of light, and then some, and then give the people next to me some lights as well. And the extra spot on the left is actually on low, because if I put it on high, it overpowers the one on the right. Because the one on the right is the old one. And its brightest mode is the same as the new one's lowest mode. Say, for example, if I was on a boat and I needed to look at some charts, I can't use a white light, so I've got to use a red light. And the two on the sides, they actually have a red light on them as well, so I can turn all the whites off and go to red, go to like ultra low levels. enjoyed episode 7 of Sigma Life. It wasn't very exciting, but there you go. If you had a Sigma brain, maybe you'd understand. Everything in life is exciting. Wondering if I flip this around, is it going to actually turn this? No. Okay. Tunes. I wish you a very pleasant evening.